So, well, then you get the argument, well, this is not a stimulus bill, this is a spending bill. What do you think a stimulus is?
Inflation heroes. Shout out to former President George Bush and Obama. This song is dedicated to all the inflation heroes out there, working tirelessly behind the scenes to steadily erode American dreams while devaluing our green. Bernanke, Alan Foster, Prosperity, Greenspan, DJ Clavis, Barack up on this track, proposing innovative ways to destroy a country's cash. I know it might sometimes to make our dollars worth zero, but if we work hard enough, we can all be heroes. Here's my big idea and my first big thought. Let's bail out every banker, even the ones with the yacht. Let's put them $700 billion and we'll call it a bailout. Get crazy with inflation, freak America the hell out. Play interest rate limbo with that fool Bernanke. How low can rates go till they blow up like an Iraqi? Let's give away the money that we do not have to filling auto companies that can't pay us back. Let's ruin our currency. We gotta do it quick with a real sense of urgency. Let's give away money to those dudes at AIG. Play a socialism is expensive and nothing is free. We have to find a way to give our money away to reward those who choose and chose not to save. Print that money is all we gotta do to inflate our money supply like a steroid enhanced balloon. Obama's gonna do it, yes he can. He's got the skills to pay the bills when it comes to inflation, man. Who's George Bush on steroids when it comes to inflation? Where's Jose Canseco? I can see a book in the making.
Oh. What do you think a stimulus is? What do you think a stimulus is?
Like Little Wayne, Obama will make it rain before his term's up and our money's down the drain. One thing is true, this man will produce change. He'll turn every dollar into 50 cents before he exits the game. Bailouts, let's get crazy. Let's hand out that money like it's Monopoly, baby. Let's get our money supply up and our values down. Let's get crazy, let's get profound. What we need is another tarp and a bunch of people at the bottom feeding like a carp. Look, George Bush had talent, hell, he doubled our debt, and he found ways to lend to people who don't have jobs yet. But he was no Obama and he can't compete with the Yes We Can man who can print money in his sleep. But his wife is sleeveless and she looks good, so with style we'll march on to become a socialist hood.
What do you think a stimulus is? What do you think a stimulus is?
Damn, that's crazy.
Now print that money, get crunk up on that press. Print that money, get crunk up on that press. Print that money, get crunk up on that press. Print that money, get crunk up on that press. Print it, print it, print it again. Print it, print it again. Print it, print it again. Print it again until the Chinese win. Print it again until we don't take dollars and we only take yen. Till we don't take dollars and we only take yen. Till we don't take dollars and we only take yen. Yo, I want to thank China for buying up our bonds like the San Francisco Giants bought Barry. Yo, I know inflation's getting kind of scary out there, but don't worry about it. We're just going to keep printing money, baby. Just keep printing that money, baby. We're just going to keep adding water to that currency Kool-Aid, all right? We're going to inflate our way out of this, okay? Just like Argentina did it. Okay, that wasn't a good example. We're gonna inflate our way out of this just like Russia did it before they became...
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Look, I would like to contest. My comrades had free health care. I mean, come on. I can hang my hat on that. They all had free health care, okay? Okay, Russia was not a good idea. What about we're going to inflate our way out of this like Mexico?
Arriba, arriba!
Look, if you can get past the drug lords and the deflated currency and the poverty, Mexico is great, all right? Okay, that was not a good idea as well. The point is, look, to quote the great Mark McGuire...
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Okay, I'm here to talk about the future. So economists and history, be damned, because I've got a community organizer that's on his way up here right now to give us some ideas to get out of this recession.
So, well, then you get the argument, well, this is not a stimulus bill, this is a spending bill.
Excuse me, President Patronization. This is Earl Raymond, and I just want to speak on behalf of the average American. I thought the purpose of this spending bill, this stimulus, was to help the economy get going. So anyway, I just wanted to maybe see if you could respond to that there.
What do you think a stimulus is?
Excuse me. If I could just say something. Excuse me, Captain Socialism. Excuse me, Mr. Former Community Advisor, Mr. Never Run a Business Before. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but every time that you print more money, you see what happens is the money that I have is worth less. And so I don't understand. I just want to address how come you're making my money worth less.
That's the whole point.
I'm glad you're being honest, Mr. Socialism. I just wanted to make sure that your whole purpose was to help us spend money and not to help us out. I just wanted you to clarify that. Thank you for speaking.
No, seriously.
Okay, King of Nicotine, it's time for me to put you in a verbal guillotine. Oh, it's funny.
That's the point.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clarify that you was, in fact, evil and not the stupidest person I've ever been around. Because I know some stupid people. Like, I've got this one guy at work, he is stupid. But you is the stupidest person I've ever been around. Because I thought you was crazy evil. You know, I thought you was a socialist bastard. But now I just realize that you're just stupid. So thank you so much, Mr. President, and you have a great day. So I just want to say one more thing, because my mother always told me to compliment people, and I just want to tell you that you were the best actor I have ever seen before. You were such a good actor, and you're such a good speech giver, because I think a lot of times you're so good that people have no idea what the hell you're talking about, and they have no idea the vibe that you've been telling them. And I was going to throw my shoe at you so you could sign it and stuff, but I didn't bring it with me. So I'm going to just leave now barefoot. Thank you. Bye.
And every time you hear a proposed tax, a proposed tax increase, a proposed new government stimulus bailout plan, say no to it. All right, I'm going to go staple my forehead. Hang in there. Buy gold. Vote no to all tax increase. Amen. Shum it, alum it up.